And so today we hear Jesus tells us, and he taught when he's praying to the Father, thank you, Father, that you reveal yourself to those like children. And for years, you know, over 30 years, Father Cedar Peterson was my spiritual director. And constantly when I went to him, constantly, one of the things he'd say is, I want you to be little, I want you to be little, I want you to be little. I had problems with being little. I don't know if you know that. But Joseph was so little, so humble, so gracious, that all of Scripture doesn't even record a word that he ever said. It was never about Joseph. It was always about Jesus and Mary. And somehow in our own life, we have to learn this same reality. It can't be about us. It got to be about Jesus. It got to be about his mother. And when we can focus on them, then God can lift us up. And we can, as he was always with St. Joseph, if you go to the first reading, the word of God to Moses is, I will be with you. God was with Joseph. And the same God is with you and with me. And we can know him if we become little, if we become humble, if we just focus on Jesus and not on ourselves. That's always the core of what it is to follow God, is to forget about yourself and to focus on God and focus on others. And I think that's the hardest thing to do. That's why I don't do it well, and a lot of people don't do it well. Because everything we do again and again for what we can get out of it instead of what we can give, or at least me. That's always the temptation. So today we ask for the grace, and we ask good St. Joseph to pray for us, that we would be little, that we would be humble, that we would be like children, that we too can know the love of the Father and know the Father as Jesus did, as Joseph did, as the Feast of Kateri Tekawatha did, and as all of us can do. The secret is to be little. So let's be little. May you know God's love today and forever. Amen. Let us.